This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In New York, it's the first day of a 3-day stamp auction, including the most famous rare American stamp, the Inverted Jenny. It's happening at the largest stamp auction house in the country, Robert A. Siegel Auction Galleries. Just to be clear, the gallery is owned by no relation of mine, but just the same, NPR's Margot Adler takes us there.
It's quiet in the Robert Siegel Auction Galleries, like a library.
This is the entire Hanson sale, which fits into...
Each person sits near a lamp holding a magnifying glass, peering at a little black book filled with stamps. Dealer Richard Sachs is looking at a stamp of an upside-down train.
This is an 1869 pictorial invert, the 3-cent value. They're the first United States stamps that didn't just have boring presidents' heads on them. They were the first ones that actually had pictures, and this was of a locomotive.
He started collecting stamps as a kid and seriously collecting in high school. The most expensive stamp being auctioned here is the first U.S. postage stamp ever printed. Scott Treppel is president of the Robert Siegel Auction Galleries.
It's a 5-cent stamp in a very rich shade of brown that pictures Benjamin Franklin, who was a colonial postmaster and also the first American postmaster general.
The 4-stamp block might go for between $500,000 and $1 million. Why so much? Stamps like these, says Treppel.
They often rise to new and much higher levels because the people who collect them are very wealthy. They are very determined.
So the competition between wealthy collectors drives the price higher. The most famous stamp being auctioned here is the Inverted Jenny. It was in 1918 that William Robey, a collector, went to the post office in Washington, D.C. to buy a sheet of the first ever airmail stamp, Scott Treppel.
When he went to the post office window and put down his $24 for a sheet of 100 airmail stamps, he was handed a sheet of inverts, and it was an instant windfall.
The Inverted Jenny, which is red and blue and depicts the Curtiss JN4H airplane upside down, is so well known it's even been in movies. A year ago, the auction house sold a perfect Inverted Jenny for close to $1 million. This one might go for a third of that, says Treppel, since it's not as perfect. He says it's unclear how the economy will influence price in the future. If there's inflation, the value of stamps and coins could go up. If there's less money to spend, prices could go down. Why do you care about all this? I asked dealer Richard Sachs.
I think the hobby attracts people with obsessive personalities, and I think there's just a certain mentality that collectors have that people who don't collect can't quite understand, and it's kind of like a bug. You either have it or you don't.
$42.50 on the telephone. I have $42.50 bid now. On the telephone at $4,000.
The auction began this morning and ends Thursday. For those of us who don't have the bug, perhaps collecting stamps is like finding a 4-leaf clover, just a lot more pricey. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.